This is Passport to Texas with support from the Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program. The New Mexico Department of Game and Fish contacted Parks and Wildlife earlier this year with some concerning news,
notifying us that they had detected CWD in 3 out of 4 hunter-harvested deer within 2 miles of our border in the Waco Mountains. And so that certainly grabbed our attention.
Mitch Lockwood, Parks and Wildlife Big Game Program Director, says the state's management strategy for dealing with CWD, or chronic wasting disease, has been updated to include 3 zones: containment, where the disease is known to exist; high risk, where no infected animals have been discovered, but the likelihood is high; and
adjoining the high risk zone is an area we call the buffer zone, which is an area that is of less risk when compared to the containment zone or high risk zone, but there's still an elevated risk of CWD occurring there as compared to the rest of the state.
This week, the Parks and Wildlife Commission will consider a proposal to prohibit transport of deer in and out of the containment zone. Limited transport of animals from captive facilities in the high risk zone with increased testing, and it would also allow for the trapping and transport of wild deer in the buffer zone.
But not until an adequate number of CWD tests have been performed for that population.
More tomorrow. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.